Most of the green and green designed furnishings made a century ago have been removed from their original settings. Only the Gamble House remains as an example of what the Greens provided their clients, a domestic environment that was beautiful and practical, with comfortable interiors opening to expansive outdoor settings. The new and native architecture they developed for California incorporated what they found in Pasadena when they moved here in 1893. And it was built on a singular idea they acquired before that during their student days, when architects and clients and expert craftsmen joined forces, beauty results. We hope you'll extend your visit today and visit the exhibition of Green and Green Furnishings in the Virginia Steele Scott Gallery. And a visit to the Huntington Gallery will provide examples of the British arts and crafts movement. Please ask a security officer for directions to the buildings housing these collections. This exhibition was organized by the Huntington Library, Art Collections, and Botanical Gardens in partnership with the Gamble House, University of Southern California. We are pleased to acknowledge the support of the Amundsen Foundation for underwriting this project's related education programming, including this audio guide. Some quotes you've heard on this tour come from Green and Green by Edward R. Bosley and the collected works of William Morris. For complete information on these and other publications, please refer to the press script. This has been an Antenna Audio production.